And that is really when I started feeling the wrath of techno-fascism beyond Google, because we were shut down and shut down and shut down by all the mainstream processors. And in the end, we lost $250,000 for selling CBD. Now, flash forward, I'm part of this operation, Quack Hack. This was launched in March, although there's no official press release issued by the FDA. And of course, it's under the umbrella of coronavirus, COVID-19, because as we know, COVID-19 ushers in whatever the globalists want, and there is an attack on natural remedies. We cannot even say mitigate or prevention. I got in trouble because we had an article that said the best way to deal with the coronavirus is prevention. And we got in trouble for that.
I'm proud to share with you Tetragen, which helps you transition to a healthier, happier, and thinner you without cravings or side effects. Our metabolic hormones are the underlying problem that doom every diet and exercise program to fail. They control our metabolism, cravings, how much we eat to feel satiated, blood sugar levels, and even our energy levels. Tetragen is formulated with four clinically proven patented ingredients that help rebalance your metabolic hormones in roughly 15 to 20 days, depending on the amount of weight you want to lose. Once your metabolic hormones are rebalanced, you'll be on the path of long-term, sustainable weight loss, because Tetragen is the first in the world which is scientifically formulated with four clinically proven and patented active ingredients to help you reach your targeted weight in two distinct phases. Phase one, rebalance your metabolic hormones, and phase two, accelerate fat loss. The best part is that Tetragen comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose besides weight? Learn more with the link below.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Miriam Hennen coming to the program. She is the one that did the Vanishing of the Bees movie, and she is an excellent investigative journalist. She's also very much into holistic medicine and natural remedies, and has spent pretty much her adult life understanding and researching what all that is. And she's called the Honeybee, and she has just a wonderful website, great journalism, and she's going to come on the show today to talk about Quack Hack, which is actually the name of the FDA program that they started in March of this year to take down people who are selling natural remedies and are educating people on natural ways to become healthy. And they are attacking people. Instead of taking them down as far as shutting them down for doing illegal activities, they are actually cutting off their servers and not allowing them to make any money, which is just crazy. And then also shadow banning them and shutting them down so that people don't have access to them. And she's gonna talk about what this really is, this Quack Hack. And there really are quacks on this list. So they mix up legitimate people with real quacks, and she's gonna talk about that. And it's moved up to about 120 or so people or corporations, companies that are on this list so far, and it keeps growing. Like, she explains what that is, and then she's going to talk about Genesis Church, what happened with Alex Jones. She's also interviewed this person and her involvement with that and what's going on there, because the FDA raided this church and took all their it was an MSS treatment, and it that's the name of it, and it works with helping to your body to heal from all sorts of problems, apparently. And there are multiple countries, I believe it's Ghana and Peru, that are using it officially. Their government is for coronavirus. And he's been giving it away, this church, and they take in donations and they give this stuff away. And so Alex Jones interviewed him about this, and the FDA really cracked down. And so I wanted to understand what this is all about. So she's gonna come on and educate us on all this stuff. It's a really lively conversation. There's a few parts that got choppy because it was raining really hard there. She's in Costa Rica, and our internet got a little choppy, but overall it's pretty good quality. So I thought it was good to stay with video, because most of it I got. But just so you're warned that there's a little bit, but that's because she's so far away and it was very rainy. but otherwise good quality. And I also want to remind you, before I get into this really good interview, I have some new coupons for my patrons for Tetragen, 20% off for Tetragen. That's the supplement that helps your brain get the message that you're not hungry anymore, because all the food in our environment has made it so that it blocks the messaging to your brain. And so this leptin gets into your brain and says, hey, I'm not hungry, stop eating, you don't eat anymore. And so that's really helped a lot of people lose weight. There's five different areas that it works on. And I just had one of the world-renowned Dr. Oben on, who actually was one of the ones that found leptin and helped explain what this was all about. If you're a first-time buyer at Green Pill Living, because I am now listing it on Green Pill Living, so anybody that buys it on Green Pill Living, you go to my website, just click on Tetragen, and you'll be buying it off Green Pill Living now. And so if you want that or any other product, you get automatically get 15% off if you're a first-time buyer. So that's also a great option for people who want to try it. And it's a 90-day back guarantee. So it's because it works. So what weight loss program or anything gives you a 90-day guarantee? So go to patreon.com/Sarah Westall, and you can find exclusive interviews there as well and all sorts of stuff. So let's get into this show now with Maryam Hennin. Maryam, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sarah. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm so glad that you decided to come. I am really thoroughly impressed with your work. Like I was telling you, I have an article that you wrote about Google censorship on my front page in the editor choice section that I think everybody needs to read, because it really breaks down how Google is shadow banning and censoring everyone. And I was just telling you recently how I originally got about 30% of my traffic came from Google organically. And then last June, they dropped it to 10%. And then last month, I get 1% of my traffic from Google now. So they just have completely shut off the spigot for me.
Yeah.
And that's what you saw when you wrote that article.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I guess it was in June of last year that I started doing research and being wrong. 100,000 unique visitors a month, because we were, you know, placating to Google and using SEO optimization and really like had nabbed a lot of keywords and writing from a functional medicine biohacker point of view. And then all of a sudden we started seeing it go down and then go down. And then I learned about Your Money, Your Life, AKA Medic Update. And we brought on an SEO manager and he said, well, you just have to, you know, display EAT, the acronym EAT, which is for expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. And I said, well, but we're already doing that. All of our articles are sourced. I'm a real journalist. My team is my editorial team are journalists. So I thought, okay, let me do a little bit of research. You know, I've been blowing the whistle on Big Pharma and Bayer since making my film Vanishing of the Bees. And I discovered that Google is a drug company and that they were involved in the decade of vaccines, and that they were involved in developing a one-size-fits-all flu vaccine. And that's also been one of my beats, talking about vaccine safety. And then I went to the biohacking Dave Asprey's annual conference, and Dr. Mercola was there, and I'm friendly with Aaron. I was keeping, and Dr. Mercola had sold and offered Vanishing of the Bees on his site. So he gave a talk on 5G, or Cinco Geo, as I say, and he then invited hundreds and hundreds of people to boycott Google. So afterwards, I went and I told him that I dubbed this techno-fascism, and he liked that term. And he said that I was the only one after that went up to him and spoke about Google, because it's kind of unheard at the time to boycott, you know, the number one search engine in the world. And so that led me to meeting Zach. Sorry, it's like torrential rain in the jungle. So that led me to Project Veritas, and he was blacked out. And then he did Alex Jones's show, and I've been following Alex for at least a decade. And I kind of, it's strange, but I connected through his eyes. I was like, I felt a sense of familiarity and reached out to him on Twitter. And then we did this four-part series that was excellent on health. And I had no idea that he was so knowledgeable about health. And I mean, he's has a science brain. And it was me that told him Google is a drug company. And then he cemented a lot of my findings with the blacklist. And in the end, we've lost 76% of our traffic. So just to put things in perspective, I mean, as an entrepreneur, it's relentless. You don't get paid for many, many years. And then from 2015 to 2016, we went from $200,000 to $1 million in sales. So we were just about to finally make a profit. And then we started introducing CBD way before Martha Stewart and Kim Kardashian. And that is really when I started feeling the wrath of techno-fascism beyond Google, because we were shut down and shut down and shut down by all the mainstream processors. And in the end, we lost $250,000 for selling CBD. And now, flash forward, I'm part of this operation, Quack Hack.
So that's what I wanted to ask you about, was Quack Hack. What is Quack Hack, and how did you get involved in it, and what kind of games is the FDA playing here?
When I wrote a preliminary piece for Medium, which was really for my lawyers and for me to get a sense of the timeline to see how on earth I got caught in the crosshairs, people who read the piece thought that I made up that name. But that is the actual name of FDA's operation, Quack Hack. So this was launched in March, although there's no official press release issued by the FDA. And of course, it's under the umbrella of coronavirus, COVID-19, because as we know, COVID-19 ushers in whatever the globalists want, and there is an attack on natural remedies. So what I pieced together, because initially Zach Voorhees and I started covering coronavirus in January, and we did an independent man on the street on the Hollywood Walk of Fame about January 10th, January 12th. And I suggested, let's do it on coronavirus. And we plugged Alex's silver, even though I make a 4,000 ppm chelated silver made by a chemical engineer patent expert, a patent officer. So in April or March, Alex Jones, got a letter, and I learned that he had purchased over $500,000 worth of silver, someone told me, which I don't know what he ended up doing. But I think that in the crosshairs, Zach was asked to remove the video. I didn't remove my man on the street, but I took out the plug. And then there was also Jim Baker, who he spoke about. The mainstream, and I thought this too, was that Jim Baker talked and mentioned the C word, which we know we can't do. Anyone that is in the health and wellness space doesn't use the C word.
Explain what the C word is, just so everybody knows.
The C word is cure.
Yeah, you can't
There's
say
lots of
it
C words.
cures. Yeah, there are other C words, but this C word, you can't say that something cures. You can't even say that that water cures thirst, although I suppose you can say that. But if you say vegetables or fruits do something, you can't. You just can't say the cure word. Now, can doctors and things say, can pharmaceutical companies say the cure word?
Can pharmaceuticals, arguably they can, the big pharma can do it, anything. I mean, at this point, we cannot even say mitigate or prevention. I got in trouble because we had an article that said the best way to deal with the coronavirus is prevention. And we got in trouble for that. But just to go back in the timeline, so Jim Baker, the rumor was, because there was tons of worldwide smear art campaigns, news pieces that said that he used the C word. Well, later on, I found out that that was not true. Jim Baker ended up getting a stroke. Jim Baker ended up losing his business. So in the first batch of letters, when I started my investigation, there were seven. We're at 112. So this is an ongoing thing. So I believe I got caught in the crosshairs because of Alex Jones, that the list that I was on implicated Alex, Jim Baker, Dustin Nemos. And what does Alex Jones, me, and Dustin Nemos have in common? Well, we're all Zach Voorhees. I mean, not just so happens because I work with Dustin and I work with Zach, and have done through Zach independent reports for Alex Jones. So then there was Genesis Church. So I decided, because big tech is so embedded now with big pharma, what you see is that FDA, CDC, they've all gotten these upgrades to their websites. And because arguably government sites are if you're a malevolent human being, you can go and it's very easy to tweet the actual warning letters that they display as we evoke a snitch nation and we are shaming one another under the guise of safety. So then what happened was I received in total five different smear pieces, and three of them are from Media Matters. So in a newsletter to 40,000 people that follow me because of Honey Colony or because they're fans of Vanishing of the Bees, I stated that Media Matters is a Soros-backed publication. Well, that prompted another smear piece, and this one writer whose background is in political science said, called me a former journalist. I'm a journalist of 25 years. So a non-journalist is calling me a journalist, a former journalist, and a YouTube personality. I wish I was a YouTube personality.
I had a college kid who's in journalism do a hit piece on me and put my name in quotes as a journalist. And I'm like, excuse me? But go ahead. I think I'm more professional and more educated on many things than almost any journalist you can point to. So I really beg to differ. And I will take on any journalist and my accuracy and my professionalism, especially the ones in the mainstream media. But go ahead.
Well, it's unnerving when you have someone that's smearing you when you're just wanting to do good in the world and you're dedicated to the truth. And this is a topsy-turvy world that we live in. But because everything is front and center, I decided to reach out, and my investigation is still ongoing, to reach out to others to see what their experience has been, because it's all out in display. I mean, Sarah, at one point, Khan, is it Han? I mixed the FDA press officer with, is it Jeremy Khan? The FDA commissioner.
Sure.
Tweeted that week he was arguably under quarantine. Of course, maybe someone else tweets for him. But I was like, thank you. I am honored that you are publicly shaming me on Twitter under quarantine. Like ads, and in fact, went to a website called mild.com and got access to what I'm thinking is a private conversation via newsletter, and took what I wrote and included it.
The FDA commissioner did this?
No, the writer, Eric is his name, from Media Matters. But the FDA commissioner tweeted publicly that Honey Colony is part of Operation Quack Hack. All for saying that the best, like, God forbid people remember that we have an immune system. And they did not only go after me for silver, they went after me for magnesium, and they went after me for vitamin C. And we know that Susan Wojcicki of YouTube is getting directives from the World Health Organization, which is arguably also China, and that there's a witch hunt on any natural remedies. Susan went on with Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes and a set called people quacks that link autism with vaccines, and that state that nutrients like turmeric, curcumin, can help with inflammation. So there is an attack. Yes. But the truth is, Sarah, sorry, is that they're patenting curcumin. That's why. They're poaching vitamin C. I don't know what they're doing, but silver, and I didn't mean to interrupt you. Silver is listed as a disinfectant by the Environmental Protection Agency, is used by the army, predates penicillin, is a natural antimicrobial, and just like we're saving seeds, we're saving studies. There is no shortage of studies that show that silver can help. It predominantly helps with bacteria, but it has shown to help stop the proliferation of virus duplication. So it does help with viral load as well.
Well, it's just crazy because while they're telling us to do masks and wash our hands, they're not talking about the things that help with your immune system. And that, to me, is so disingenuous. You know, it's so disingenuous. And anybody that has any ability to critically think knows there's an agenda beyond this, because they just are, you know, I mean, I can go on and on. I just did a show where I've just been, you know, I really expressed my frustration with this establishment, but it's so obvious. And now with this quack hack, which is equally disturbing, what are they doing with this quack hack? You guys all got letters, and what are they saying to you?
So let's establish that the FDA has a subsection, and it's the acronym is CDER. And I'll just want to say what CDER is. So just to correct, press officer is Jeremy Khan, and the commissioner is Han. But CDER is a part of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which regulates over-the-counter and prescription drugs, including biological therapeutics and generic drugs. This work covers more than just medicines, so it includes fluoride toothpaste, antiperspirants, dandruff shampoo, and sunscreens. They're considered drugs. So this is a subsection that I personally had never heard of before, but it doesn't stop there, folks. Where it also includes, Quack Hack is also involving the Cybercrime Investigations Unit and the Health Fraud Team within the FDA, and is also including the DOJ, and the FTC. So quack are people like me. I'm the quack. And the hack allows them, and they use the word disrupt. So for instance, one silver seller, after 23 years of business, Sarah, woke up and they had been clipped at the server level. 20 years of business gone like that because they dismembered their server.
If they are doing this to take away someone's business, if it was illegal for you to do what you're doing, then why don't they go after you legally? Well, because it's not. I know it's not an illegal thing you're doing. So instead, they're just destroying business legal. They're destroying legal businesses because they think that they have a right. I mean, what the hell?
Anyone that mentions a coronavirus. So I'm sure that in this list, there are people who are profiting from coronavirus that might have said, have used the C word or are not professionals. And then they taint and give a bad name. But the people that I've talked to, one, were falsely accused of saying, we know not to use the C word. And in these smear pieces, there's a lot of falsehoods. I said personally that I have benefited from silver and that it's helped heal me. And I had one publication called Fair Warning, a nonprofit with a wannabe journalist call me. And I could tell that she was trying to set me up. And it was around the time that they were smearing President Trump for his comment regarding ingesting disinfectants, which they maligned, and he didn't say that. So she was trying to get me to say that I'm all for ingesting silver. And I was a little bit condescending, and I said, "Oh, honey, I'm not gonna fall into your trap of saying that," because she was saying that it can cause argyria, which is when you become a Smurf. And I told her I can send you tons of articles, and she said she doesn't want. This is a supposed journalist. I don't want my inbox to be flooded. That's not the way I would. I would be like, please send me the science. I would like to learn. And I told her, I've been taking silver for 10 years. Do I look like Smurfette to you? No, I certainly don't. And I used to get UTIs every year. I did not know about silver, and I would have to take antibiotics. And I grew up in the late 70s, in the early 80s, and I took a lot of antibiotics, and it ruined my gut biome. So for me to say I have not taken antibiotics in almost a decade now, that is a miracle. And that is because of silver, because it built my immune system. I've also reversed lupus, and I've reversed fibromyalgia, which is also another miracle that the mainstream doesn't believe. So back to Quack Hack, that there's all of these. Mark Grenon of Genesis Church told me that the DOJ does the dirty work for the FDA. And in some cases, there's been injunctions. In some cases, servers have been taken down. Genesis Church was, I think, maybe before me, received a letter for MMS.
Can you explain what Genesis Church is?
Yes.
It's a church, and what do they do? Besides the MMS, what do they do?
They donate. It was established in the Dominican Republic in 2010, and it is honestly, being a church, they donate. They just take donations, and they give the medicine. And what's interesting is that Mark, because he's a church, he can drop the C word. And he says, while most of you have a disclaimer, because I have a disclaimer at the bottom of my website, he has a proclaimer. So in his case, he went on Alex Jones and he was dropping the C word left and right. And then
it freaked him out. Alex Jones.
Well, interestingly, even Alex Jones didn't like took him down and didn't even put him on band. He received an injunction letter. He is in Colombia. He has two sons and an office in I believe Tampa, Florida, but in Florida, I'm not sure exactly where. Last week, they descended to his home. When I say that, they sent out a chopper. They sent out the mainstream media and, you know, cut to a mother and daughter saying, oh, we thought we were in a safe neighborhood and would never imagine. Meanwhile, this man is helping heal people.
They have the mainstream media tipped off to come right when they're going to swarm so that they can scare the hell out of people. And then they fabricate this look to make it look like they have all these chemicals. Now, let me ask you, my understanding is there's multiple countries that use this to help with coronavirus. So it has been established in multiple countries that this works, and it's their official. Is that true?
Well, I am not an expert with MMS. I've taken it, dabbled in it, and I mean, a few times actually.
But my understanding is there's Ghana, I thought it was Ghana, and another country, God, was it Peru? I think there's two countries that are using it, the government, by government sanction for coronavirus as a preventative.
I'm almost positive. Yeah. I know in Sierra Leone, I have another story of a woman years ago who had 200 bottles removed. She had sent it to Sierra Leone, and the head of the nation in the Ministry of Health outwardly said that it had cured for Ebola. And then those 200 bottles disappeared. She says that her husband was murdered, and she's had shenanigans happen, like they messed with her car. And a lot of us, not me yet, but own guns or have cameras or are scared for our life. And for me, it's like, not that I'm wishing death on myself, but I am here to help unplug people from the matrix. I am dedicated to the truth. I'm here to inspire, empower, educate, and walk my talk and say that I am 47 years old. I'm proud to say that I have reversed autoimmune condition, and everything that I sell, that's the thing. It's not like, ooh, Corona, let's start selling vitamin C. And I've been selling this for almost a decade. This is not nothing. I didn't do anything new to get caught in this Operation Quack Hack. And I think that the best thing that I can do is be public, such as let people know what is happening.